You've tuned into the WGXC News Update. Go to the WGXC Newsroom, WGXC.org, to find out more about any of these stories. I'm Tom Rowan Acra. Natasha Vaughn is reporting for Columbia Green Media that the Columbia County Department of Health March 5th reported the first confirmed case of the UK variant of COVID-19 in the county, according to Department of Health Director Jack Mabb. The UK variant of the virus has been determined to spread more easily than other variants, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The Columbia County case was found through random testing by Wadsworth Center, the state laboratory in Albany. Quote, there are other positives around here. The state health department is sequencing the DNA to see if there is more of a cluster or if it's just a single person, unquote, Mabb said. Not every COVID-19 test is screened for all strains of the virus, he said, adding it is likely Wadsworth Center randomly examines some of the tests for different strains. At present, the county has not reported any cases of the other variants of the virus, such as those first found in Brazil and South Africa. In Columbia County, 10,994 first doses of the COVID vaccine have been administered to residents, and 5,235 of those people have received their second dose of the vaccine, according to the state's COVID vaccine tracker website. In Greene County, 6,666 people have received the first dose of the vaccine, and 3,243 people have received both doses. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Bill Williams is reporting for Columbia Green Media that the state is looking into the alleged dumping of a 275-gallon heating oil tank into the Hudson River, Department of Environmental Conservation spokesperson Regina Willis said March 5th. The tank, found nearly empty with some sludge at the bottom, was located on the banks of the river about a quarter of a mile south of Cheviot Park in Germantown. The DEC was notified about the tank by Germantown town historian Tom Shannon. Around midweek, Shannon spotted oil stains on the road and along areas of the access path south of the park while walking. An area resident told Shannon he heard noises the night before and saw a small pickup truck taking a home heating oil tank down the road, across the railroad tracks, and then down the access path. The DEC successfully removed the tank without contaminating the river, and it will now be cut and cleaned for proper disposal, according to the department. The investigation into how the tank made it to the riverbank is ongoing, and the DEC is asking for that anyone with information call its law enforcement hotline at 1-844-332-3267. That's 1-844-332-3267. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. The Daily Freeman is reporting that the State Department of Environmental Conservation rangers were called to Cotterskill Falls in Hunter during the afternoon of March 5th in response to reports that a hiker had fallen from a steep, rocky trail. The 27-year-old female hiker, climbing to the top of a staircase at the falls, slipped on ice and slid to the bottom. She suffered a cut to the head and a wrist injury, a DEC spokesperson said. Rangers arrived on the scene at about 1:30 p.m. and were able to walk the hiker to safety by approximately 4:30 p.m. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Mid-Hudson News is reporting that the Riverkeeper Environmental Organization has filed an appeal with the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit challenging the Nuclear Regulatory Commission's approval of the Indian Point Nuclear Power Plant's license transfer to Holtec International without a public hearing. Riverkeeper Director of Legal Programs Richard Webster argues the commission violated federal law, regulations, and policy by not holding a hearing. Quote, Holtec would tell you that they can go ahead and do the transfer while the issue is under appeal. I think that we have the other opinion that no transfer should happen until the appeal is resolved, unquote, he said. Webster also notes there is the question of the continuing state process that remains open. He does not think that that will be resolved before Indian Point in Buchanan, Westchester County is permanently closed at the end of April. Read more about this story at MidHudsonNews.com. And read more about any of these stories in the WGXC newsroom at WGXC.org.